Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
If you would like to follow along with me in your Bible, we will be looking at John chapter 1 today. The book of John, chapter 1. And in the first 14 verses of this chapter, our God has spelled out His order, His work, the order of His work, the means that He has ordained in saving His people. He has laid out the process, if we want to say it that way, the process that He has chosen to quicken and to call His people. Our Lord chose a particular people to save, and Christ redeemed those people on the cross of Calvary. He gave His blood to pay the sin debt of every soul God the Father gave to Him. And He paid it. He paid it in full. And in time, each one of those souls will be quickened to life. Called to life. Called to their living union with the Savior. And our God has given His order, given His means right here in the beginning of John chapter 1. There are four main components in this start to finish work of regeneration, the giving of life. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you what they are, and then we will see them as we read down through these verses. But number one, in this work of regeneration, in this work of quickening, in this work of a sinner coming to know and experience salvation, number one, the work starts with God. That's where it starts. It starts with God. That's where the whole thing starts. Number two, the work moves through the preaching of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The good news of what Christ did. The message. The preaching. That's how it comes to God's people. That's how they come to know about it. That's how it reaches them individually and specifically through the preaching of the message of Christ. Number three, the work produces life. The message that is preached, the work of God's Holy Spirit will take that message, meaning the Word of God. We preach the Word of God. And the Spirit will take that message and create a new spiritual creation in the child of God. That's a work that God's Spirit does. And number four, after the Spirit takes the message and the Word and the preaching and creates that new life, number four, the child of God responds to the work. The child lives. The child moves, and the child has his being. So that's the means that God has ordained. That's the order. That's the process. That's how God has chosen to work in and to work on His people. So let's read these 14 verses, and then we'll divide them into these four sections and see this work that God has done. All right? Verse 1, John chapter 1, verse 1. It says, "In the beginning was the Word." And that's speaking of Christ. "And the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Meaning, God the Son was with God the Father and God the Spirit, and they three collectively are God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Verse 2 says, "The same was in the beginning with God." All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, did you happen to notice those four events as we read down through that? Physical creation. That is a picture of spiritual salvation. The way that creation came about, that's the way spiritual salvation comes about. In both cases, the work started with God. The work starts with God. Verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The same was in the beginning with God. And then verse 3 says, "All things were made by Him." And I will point out that verse 1 is speaking of Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word. That is proven to us by verse 14. It says, "The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, verse 3 says, "All things were made by Him." Everything. "And without Him was not anything made that was made." All right, now watch verse 4. It says, "In Him was life." In Him was life. That's where all life comes from. That's where all life begins. In Him, He's the source. He is the source. He doesn't just have life. He is life. He is life. Over in John 14, He said, "I am the way." Men and women want to know, like Thomas said right there, how can we know the way? He said, "I am the way." Men and women want to know, what is the way to God? Here's the answer. Christ is. He said, "I am the way." He said, "I am the truth." If any man or woman wants to know, what is the truth? This one saying this and that one saying that. The Lord said, "I'm the truth. Don't listen to any man. Christ alone." The only way that we can listen to a man is if he is merely repeating the words of Christ alone. He's the truth. He's the way. He's the truth. And the Lord said, "I am the life. I am life. I am eternity. I am the resurrection," He told Martha. "He is heaven." People want to, you know, at the end of their time here on this earth, they want to go to heaven. He is heaven. Being wherever He is, that's heaven. That's eternal life. To be in Him is to be in life. He that hath the Son hath life. So verse 4 says, "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." The life was the light. If you look at verse 9, it says, "That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Christ is the true light that lights every man that comes into the world. The physical life that God has given to every man and woman and thing in this world. He's mentioned every single person in the world. There is a physical life that is given to every man and woman and living thing in this world. And it's a picture of the spiritual life that all of God's particular people have been given in the Lord Jesus Christ. Physical life is a picture of spiritual life. In verse 13, it says, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. That's speaking of spiritual life. And physical life is a picture of that. Every person physically living on this earth is a picture of God's spiritual work in salvation. I know that there are many vital organs in this body that keep us physically alive. Many vital organs, but we'll just focus on one. We'll focus on the heart. All right? You just think about the heart that is inside every living man and woman on this earth. In order for a person to remain alive, that heart has to keep beating. If a person is going to remain alive, the heart has to keep beating. Now, here's the question. How does it do that? My heart is beating right now. How is it doing that? You've seen on TV, I know you've probably seen heart surgeries. You've seen something that has caused you to see a heartbeat. How is it doing that? That's an amazing thing. The human heart is an amazing thing. That is an amazing thing. It is beating that rhythm of life for decades and decades and decades. How's it doing that? Are we doing that? Am I right now making my own heart beat? Am I contracting muscles inside me and making my own heart beat? No. God is doing that in me. God is the one who is doing that. That is God's work physically inside every man and woman that comes into the world. He is the author of the heartbeat. He's the one who creates the heart inside a soul. He is the one who gives the heart life and creates the heartbeat. He is the giver and the doer of the heartbeat of every man and woman that comes into this world. He's the finisher of the heartbeat. He's the one who is saying, beat, 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 until the moment He says, that's enough. No more beating. He's the author of it. He's the finisher of it. All physical life starts with, comes from, is performed by, is sustained by Him. In the same way that physical life is, spiritual life is. The same thing. It's a picture of His work in His people. Starts with Him, comes from Him. He's the author of spiritual life. He's the giver of spiritual life. He's the doer of spiritual life. Now look with me again at verse 4. John 1, verse 4, it says, in Him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Sinful man was dead. Darkness. Our God created in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and it was nothing but darkness. It was without form and void. And that's man, spiritually. That is man spiritually. Man is dead in trespasses and sins. And man in his deadness cannot comprehend the life of God. Man is dead. Cannot see the life of God. Cannot experience the life of God. Not on his own. Man is dead. Because of his sin, man became severed from God, dead to God. You know, if I have a finger right here, if that finger gets severed from my body, it will die. That's what happened to man spiritually. He was severed from the life of Christ and he died. But God purposed to bring his life back to him for some people, for God's chosen people. The Lord God first generated man physically, gave life to man in the Garden of Eden, and man had spiritual life along with that. And then man sinned and died right there in the Garden of Eden. But God chose to give life again. He generated, and then he chose to regenerate after man lost that life. He chose to give spiritual life again, and this is how he chose to do it, all right? This is the means that he chose to use. Verse 6. John 1, verse 6, it says, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe." The word "men" in that verse is in italics. That means it was added by the translators to make it more easily readable. And when we read it the way it was originally written, it's a very correct declaration. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. All who were ordained to eternal life might believe. Verse 8 says, "He was not that light," John was not that light, "but was sent to bear witness of that light." God has chosen to apply his spiritual life, to give his spiritual life to his particular people through the means of a man witnessing him. God sent a man named John to witness the light, to prepare the way of the Lord. And that's how God has chosen to quicken his people. God started the work. He did it alone. It all comes from him. All life is from him. But he has chosen to use the means of a preacher witnessing him to bring that life to his people through the preaching of the gospel. And I'm going to give you a picture of that. You know, we just said that creation is a picture of salvation. Well, this is the same picture of how God has chosen to apply this. God has chosen to give his gift of physical life. He has chosen to pass along physical life through the means of a man. And we understand how he has chosen to do this. He's chosen to use the means of a man to carry life forward. All right? That's how God has chosen to generate physical life. He didn't have to do it that way. Our Lord didn't have to do it that way. Do you know how he made man originally? He made him from the dust of the ground. Our Lord could have spoken every man and woman into existence just like he spoke Adam into existence. He could have just said, "Be alive," and man could have been alive. But that's not how God was pleased to do it. He was pleased to pass along life through the means of a man. And that's exactly how he has been pleased to pass along his spiritual life, through the means of a man witnessing him in the preaching of the gospel. That's an amazing thing to me. But that's what God has chosen to do. If you want to look with me at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it says in verse 17, 1 Corinthians 1:17, the Apostle Paul said, "Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel." He sent me to preach the gospel. Paul said, "Christ sent me to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect." Verse 18, he said, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." The preaching of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 21, he said, "For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." So this is the means that it has pleased God to use. This is the order of His work that He has established. Look with me at Romans chapter 10. Romans 10 verse 13 says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That's so. But to backtrack just a little bit, verse 14, he said, "How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent, except God lay hold of them and put His message of truth in them and send them forth in the power of His Spirit? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." So this work and this means of quickening in salvation, quickening to life, it starts with God. In Him is life, and He sends it to His people through the preaching of who Christ is and what He's done for His people. Christ is God manifest in the flesh, who came to give His life, give His body, give His blood, take the sin debt of His people upon Himself, pay their debt, wipe their slate clean, redeem them back to fellowship with God. That's what Christ did. And the Lord uses that preaching of the cross, the preaching of the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, to give regeneration to His people. That's how life comes back to them. So back in John chapter 1, verse 6 says, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world," the Lord was in the world, "and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." The Lord Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh, came into the world, and the world that he made knew him not and received him not. And that's why God sent a witness. Men and women naturally do not know God. They do not know Jesus Christ. They do not know who He is, why He came, what He did, why He did it, who He did it for. Men and women do not know this. So God sent a witness in His goodness, in spite of man, in spite of man's hatred and rejection, in mercy, in kindness, in grace, He sent a witness. And through that witness, the Holy Spirit of God quickens. He still quickens. He still uses the Word of God to quicken His people to spiritual life. Every soul that He gives eyes to, every soul that He causes to see these things, to see the Word, every soul He gives an ear to hear the truth concerning Christ, every soul that He gives a heart to believe the truth concerning Christ, the witness of the Word, every one of them who He causes to hear the witness of the Word, the message. And what is that message? Look at verse 29 right here. John, the next day, John seeth Jesus coming and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." That's the witness. That's the message. Behold God's sacrifice for sin. Look to Him. The only remedy for sin that there is, behold Him. Look to Him. Cast your all on Him. Cast your all on His work, not your own. That is the message. And through that message, the Spirit of God gives life to all of His people. life to all of His people. Our Lord told a man named Nicodemus, that which is flesh is flesh, that which is spirit is spirit. He said, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Life must come again. Rebirthed. Reborn. And God's Spirit will do it for every one of His people. So back in chapter 1, verse 13 says, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. This is God's work. All life begins in and begins with God. And God sends forth that life to His particular people through the preaching of the finished work, the finished blood, the saving work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And with that preached word, the Holy Spirit takes the things of Christ and reveals them to God's people. And that's a new creation, spiritual creation. And here's the last thing. Here's the end result of every bit of His work, everything He does. With that new God-given life, all right, with those spiritual eyes, spiritual ears, verse 14 tells us the end result. It says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That happens every single time. In Him was life. He sent the witness of that life to us. Through that witness, He created life in us. And the result of all that is, we behold His glory. And we do. That is the only part that involves us. After everything He does is finished, we just behold His glory. And my prayer is that through His Word, He might reveal that glory to us. May He cause us to see His glory. May He cause us to glory in Him. If any man glory, let him glory in the Lord. And we do. Till next week, may the Lord bless His Word to our hearts.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Please tune in next week for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.